Our guest this evening is the venerable George Thorogood, powerhouse rock and roller whose career with the Delaware Destroyers spans 40 years plus, with over 20 albums laid down, including 6 gold albums and 2 platinum. The Destroyers have performed more than 8,000 shows in their career and have more than 15 million albums sold. Starting May the 27th, George is embarking on a Burning Barrage tour with Brian Setzer's Rockabilly Riot, and we're super excited about this great collaboration. Welcome, George.
Thank you. 15 million records sold, huh? Well, I'm closing in on the Beatles, aren't I?
Tell our listeners how this pairing of you and Brian Setzer came about.
Well, I worked with Brian back in 88, and we were with the same record label. Doing periodically every 2 or 3 years, and every time I'd see him, the first thing he'd say was, "Let's hook up," but nothing would ever happen. So I finally went to see his Christmas show, which was fantastic. Went backstage to see him, hadn't seen him in years. Guess what was the first thing he said to me, Stuart?
"Let's hook up and play a few gigs."
Exactly. So I said, "This time we're going to do it." So it was really, he was proactive on this. Not that I wouldn't want to work with the guy, but it was always his suggestion. I was waiting around and saying, "I got other things to do, you know, I got to play too." So I cornered him backstage when he was in a good mood.
When you say you worked together in the 80s, was that also a tour?
It was 88. He had just struck out on his own. He departed from the Stray Cats for a little while and was out on his own, and we toured in the summer of 88.
For our local listeners, a date on Tuesday, June the 2nd, has been added to the tour, and you'll find George on that night at the Music Center in Huber Heights. What can fans expect if they come to see you guys in that duo performance?
Excellent guitar playing.
Listen, speaking of guitars, let's talk about guitars a little bit. You've hugged that Gibson 125 your entire career, if I'm correct, and that's basically an atypical choice for your powerful style. Why the 125?
Economics. When I went electric, I had never played electric guitar before, and it was the only one I could afford. At the same time, I fingerpicked, so I was an acoustic player, and it's got an arch top with F-holes on it. So it was more like what they called in those days. And the strings are elevated off the body like an acoustic guitar. So, like I say, I thumb pick and finger pick, more like an acoustic player or a banjo player. So I can't play any other guitar. I've tried Fenders. I got a Les Paul. I have no idea how to play it. I've tried everything. And the 125 is the only thing my hands are comfortable with. Plus, it's a very small neck, and I have very small hands. So it was a fit. The sound was very funky. But then again, when I started playing, I said, at least when I play, people are going to like it or not. Like, at least you're going to know it's me. Like, when you turn on the radio, you know it's Van Morrison's voice immediately. So I wanted a sound that was identifiable because nobody else plays a 125. Sometimes you hear a guitar on the radio and someone's playing a Stratocaster or a Telecaster or a Les Paul, and they go, "Is that Keith Richards or is that Eric Clapton or is that Stevie Ray Vaughan or is that?" When you hear Thorogood, you know it's me, for better or for worse.
Tell me, what about feedback issues with that guitar? What do you do to keep that under control?
We've modified that over the years. I remember the late, great Johnny Winter and Jay Giles. Every time I'd see them, they asked me that same question. Well, I used to play at low volume, so it didn't really have any problems. We got into bigger places. I never could play on television because the lights would hit the pickups and feedback. So we've had some modifications. We have different pickups. The 125 I play is a 125 in body only. There's been different pickups, and there's a small rod put through the neck to control the feedback.
Is the body still hollow?
Yeah, it is.
Let's talk about the new album. I think June 16th is the release date for the album with the creative, I think fabulous title, George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers. This album harkens back to some of the early days. Tell me about that connection.
Well, that was just an idea from Rounder Records. They wanted to put it out as a collector's item because we originally did it without a bass player. So they had the original tapes before we overdubbed the bass. It's our Let It Be without Phil Spector.
That's interesting. What's on tap for you after the Setzer road trip?
I'm going over to Europe and then coming back to the United States to do some dates here.
You played semi-pro baseball as a young second baseman back in the 70s, as I understand it, and your drummer, Jeff Simon, played center field on that same team. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
You still following baseball avidly?
I watch a game almost every day.
And you keep up with stats and that kind of thing?
No, I can't keep up with the stats much anymore because, you know, as a kid, there was only 150 guys in the big leagues now. So mm-hmm. It was impossible. I just checked the standings.
Well, the tour with George Thorogood and Brian Setzer gets rolling on May 27th and runs through June the 20th. George, any closing remarks for us today?
Tell the Buckeyes stay. Rock and roll never sleeps. It just passes out.
Oh, that's great. Listen, you'll find a link to George's website at wvxu.org. George, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and good luck on the upcoming tour.
Thanks, Stuart.
Yeah, take care.
Best of luck to you. Bye.
This is Stuart Holman for Around Cincinnati.